live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment this Monday morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Equipment uptime is vital to your success, especially during harvest. That's why Prairie Land Partners invests in an expansive parts inventory, top quality John Deere certified technicians, and trained parts personnel to assist you this harvest season and beyond. Call, visit them online, or stop by any of their 15 locations today. Prairie Land Partners, wishing you a safe and successful harvest.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 17th of June. Sunshine, 74 degrees on our way to 91 before it's all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lyon County Communications Manager Vicki Smith. Vicki, good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you two?
We're doing all right here so far. We had a chance to check out newlyoncounty.org website.
How looks pleased, good.
It does look good. How pleased are you with the finished product?
I am very pleased with it. I really like the colors. That's my favorite part. It was something different.
Yeah, extremely so, because I think it was, what, a dark blue, I think, was the dominant color here with the original iteration. But the other thing, too, which we've been talking about now for close to a year, is this lets both residents and employees do a lot more than what they were able to do with that previous version of LyonCounty.org.
That's correct. We are still working on the employee intranet because of having to add a lot of extra stuff on the backside. And the only thing, what that will do is allow employees to go in and get employee-only forms and be able to get those to HR or payroll or their department head a lot quicker and easier. They won't have to be going and getting stuff anymore.
Yeah, and it's certainly, is it pretty easy to navigate for the most part, Vicki?
I think so, but I've been working on it for a long time.
It is for you now, yeah. Okay.
Right.
What was that construction process like for folks that have never had a chance to do a website build out, or in this case, kind of a remodel of the website? What was that like from your perspective? And talk about the work of the partners that were involved here with the new look website.
Well, we had to start with what our vision was. We had to figure that out. And I went to every single county website in the state. There's only three that don't have them, by the way. And I looked at what they were doing and what their providers offered so that I could get some ideas. And then from that, we created the vision, and then we went through the RFP, which is request for proposal process, and ended up choosing, the commissioners chose Civic Plus to help us with the construction of the website. So at that point, we took our ideas and said, okay, can we do this? What can we do? And, you know, we gave them our ideas, and then, you know, they helped us navigate the process of making those come to life.
Well, it certainly looks like you've got pretty much all the bases covered, but I would assume you'd like to hear from the public, too, on what they think of the system and how it's laid out. And the public, any information that you have there now that you did not have available to, you know, Lyon County residents in the past, Vicki?
There is so much more on this website. We were just able to offer more. And I think that the biggest part of that is technology changes all the time. And what it looks like now, it will continue to change. It will continue to evolve and get better. This is what it rolled out like. Look at us again in a year.
You know, one of the things that we noticed almost immediately right off the bat, and one of the timely things, too, was a re-emphasis on the Lyon County road closure map, because that really had not gotten a whole lot of emphasis over the last, I want to say, 2 to 3 years. But it looks like that is being re-emphasized, and it's pretty readily available.
That was one of my favorite things to be able to add on here, honestly, because, and that's what I've had the public reach out to me the most about, is thanking me for that. And so that tells me how important it was. And yes, that is the type of things, good or bad, that I want to know, because if there's something that I can see if we can improve on, I'm all about knowing about those things.
And also links to your social media avenues too, Facebook, Instagram, X, that going on, Vicki?
It is. Those are all on there. And then there's a few departments that have their own, and so their own links are on their specific page of the website.
Vicki, what are some of the things that you're hearing here that at least with the early rollout over the last, say, 2 weeks or so, that could wind up being added versus what you already have in place?
You know, I haven't had a lot of suggestions yet. I don't really have an answer for that yet, Chuck.
How does that make you feel? That county residents seem to be pretty pleased, A, with what you got, and at least for now, with maybe some more conversations or discussions coming, that you may have hit all the bases that the county residents wanted to see.
I'm happy with it right now, but like anybody who works on these, you know that there's always going to be things that you can add or change. So it is something that I literally work on every day on the backside to see what I can make better. And I think that if people would give me ideas, I can't promise that it's something we can do, because if I were going to say, as an example, the city website, they can offer a lot more things than we do, but we have a different scenario between the city and the county. It's like apples and oranges. And so with the package that we have, I think that we've been able to make it pretty enhanced.
Speaking of that, I'm looking here at both LyonCounty.org and EmporiaKS.gov, which is the city website, and you can definitely tell that there are some similarities in layout, at least for the top half of that homepage, but it looks like the bottom half of the page has some differences. How important was it as part of the process to have something that may have some similarity for residents that use the city website, while still have maybe some different features there on that homepage?
One thing that you look at is some sort of continuity within your area. You don't want to be exactly the same, but you want them to be able to have it just as user-friendly. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We obviously we don't offer the same services, so they're going to have a lot more buttons, a lot more, like the water department. We don't have things like that as the county. And so, you know, we used our abilities in a different way.
Well, we invite people to log on, LyonCounty.org, and at the top you've got government, services, business, online burn procedures, and how do I. And a lot of information, a lot of navigation opportunities, and a lot of information on the website, which, according to Vicki, is still evolving, but it is up and operating and ready for you to navigate. So log on to LyonCounty.org. Did I hear you say you checked every county website in the state of Kansas, Vicki?
I did. Trust me, I did.
My gosh.
How long did that take?
Whoa. That's a lot of websiting there, Vicki.
It was probably a 3-week process, just seeing what was out there. And, you know, you try to get different ideas, things you don't think about.
Yeah.
And so I did that. And I will say two more things that are my favorite on the website is down in the bottom right-hand corner, you have your accessibility button, which is your little person down there on the bottom.
Yeah.
Anybody who has any type of difficulties with small fonts or colors or size or anything like that, they can make those changes on their own specific computer now. We didn't have that before. And the other thing is right next to it is you can select a language. If you don't speak English, there's other languages you can choose, and the website will appear in those languages.
Yeah, if you're interested in doing some rental activity out the fairgrounds, boom, it's right there under the How Do I category.
Yeah, there you go.
A lot of information.
And there's different ways to get there. I mean, you can pick the how do I, or you can go to the departments, the government and then departments, and then go down to the fairgrounds from there. That's the one thing, is you can get there from different ways.
Well, a lot of thought definitely going into lyoncounty.org, and we encourage you to get on there, make yourself available to the New Look website, and to chime in on what you like and what you'd like to see added to that. Vicki, anything else you wanted to add before we close things down this morning?
Why did the computer get glasses?
Oh boy, pun time. why?
To improve its website.
Oh, nicely done, Vicki.
Perfectly done to close us out.
Way to go.
Have a great rest of your day, and thank you for having me.
Strong finish, Vicki. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
There we go. That's the way to end our primetime newsmaker, right? We'll have one more of those with Lisa Keith coming up on Wednesday.
Oh, yes, we will.
Yeah,
and hopefully we get a few more of those with our returning guests. But that's a good interview with Vicki Smith, talking about lyoncounty.org.
Yeah, check that website out.
Yeah, and we'll have a story coming out here later today with more information on that. Did want to let you know we only